Book 2, Canto 6, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Life, pages 181 to 183. Ever she summons, as by a sorcerer's wand, beings and shapes and scenes innumerable, torchbearers of her pomps through time and space. This world is her long journey through the night. The sun's and planet's lamps to light her road. Our reason is the confidant of her thoughts. Our senses are her vibrant witnesses. There, drawing her signs from things half true, half false, she labors to replace, by realized dreams, the memory of her lost eternity. These are her deeds in this huge world ignorance, till the veil is lifted, till the night is dead. In light or dark she keeps her tireless search. Time is her road of endless pilgrimage. One mighty passion motives all her works. Her eternal lover is her action's cause. For him she leaped forth from the unseen vast to move here in a stark unconscious world. Its acts are her commerce with her hidden guest. His mood she takes for her heart's passionate molds. In beauty she treasures the sunlight of his smile. Ashamed of her rich cosmic poverty, she cajoles with her small gifts his mightiness, holds with her scenes his looks fidelity, and woos his large-eyed, wandering thoughts to dwell in figures of her million impulsed force. Only to attract her veiled companion and keep him close to her breast and her world cloak, lest from her arms he turned to his formless peace, is her heart's business and her clinging care. Yet when he is most near, she feels him far, for contradiction is her nature's law. Although she is ever in him and he in her, as if unaware of the eternal tie, her will is to shut God into her works and keep him as her cherished prisoner, that never they may part again in time. A sumptuous chamber of the spirit's sleep, at first she made a deep interior room where he slumbers as if a forgotten guest. But now she turns to break the oblivious spell, awakes the sleeper on the sculptured couch. She finds again the presence in the form, and in the light that wakes with him recovers a meaning in the hurry and trudge of time. And through his mind that once obscured the soul passes a glint of unseen deity. Across a luminous dream of spirit space, she builds creation like a rainbow bridge between the original silence and the void. A net is made of the mobile universe. She weaves a snare for the conscious infinite. A knowledge is with her that conceals its steps and seems a mute, omnipotent ignorance. A might is with her that makes wonders true. The incredible is her stuff of common fact. Her purposes, her workings, riddles prove. Examine, they grow other than they were. Explain, they seem yet more inexplicable. Even in our world, a mystery has reigned. Earth's cunning screen of trivial plainness hides. Her larger levels are of sorceries made. There the enigma shows its splendid prism. There is no deep disguise of commonness. Occult, profound, comes all experience. Marvel is ever new, miracle divine. There is a screen burden, a mysterious touch. There is a secrecy of hidden sense. Although no earthen mask weighs on her face, Into herself she flees from her own sight. All forms are tokens of some veiled idea whose covert purpose lurks from mind's pursuit, yet is a womb of sovereign consequence. There every thought and feeling is an act, and every act a symbol and a sign, and every symbol hides a living power. A universe she builds from truths and myths, but what she needed most she cannot build. All shown is a figure, a copy of the truth, but the real veils from her its mystic face. All else she finds, there lacks eternity. All is sought out, but missed the infinite.